Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's get to it. Your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Christmas, a little less than 2 weeks away. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, can you believe it? We're only 2 weeks away from Christmas. Today, every Amazon driver looked at their family and said, well, see you in 2025. We're close to the point where you stop thinking, what's the best gift, and start thinking, what'll show up in time?
This is true.
Totally. Yeah, sometimes you have to pull an audible and you realize, oh, I missed the delivery date on that. Guess we're going to get a gift card.
Look it, I got a picture of something. Yeah, that's not coming until January 4th, sorry.
Number two.
All right, let's take one of your favorite Christmas songs, but make it rock. It was a Motown Christmas, and one of the special guests was MGK. Here he is performing Last Christmas.
Now I know what a fool I've been, 'cause if you catch me now, I know you'll fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away. This year, just anything.
Are you okay with this version, Elizabeth? Now, if some of you don't know, Elizabeth is not like the Wham version of Last Christmas. That's her holiday hot take right there.
It's true. It's
true. Like it. How about this one with MGK?
I do love me some MGK, so I don't hate it. Not my favorite, but I was more or less thinking about, is he singing that about Megan Fox? Because they announced the pregnancy and now they're not together.
There's rumors
that he had text messages on his phone from other women. So was that their last Christmas?
Or is he talking about
a baby together?
You're talking about the last Christmas, like last year. Sure, this year, no.
I'm kind of bummed those two aren't together anymore. But
number one.
Do like the song. Still a fan of MGK. Okay, Travis Kelce talking about his boo Taylor Swift on his podcast with his brother Jason. And giving credit where credit is due as Taylor Swift wrapped up her historic, iconic, legendary tour.
Well, shout out to Tay, and the unbelievable Eras Tour has finally come to an end.
That is so many shows.
A ton is kind of how I sum it up.
Whoa. 149 shows in 21 countries. Wow.
It's insane. Over 10 million people in the stands over the course of it, like accumulatively.
It's a crazy stat.
Shout out to everybody that was a part of that show. Obviously, it's her music, her tour, and everything, but that was a full production, man. It was the best tour in the world because of a lot of people, mostly because of Taylor.
Oh, mostly because of his girlfriend.
Yeah. You hear what this is?
Fine, hand over the Swelsey jar. I'll put money in it. I don't have a lot of cash on me.
Do you know how much is in here?
We don't know, actually. And we're not going to find out until they get married or engage. Because they might just quick wham-bam, go get married.
How much do you think, Taylor, how much did she gross on her tour?
$2 billion.
There's almost that in here. That's how many times you've been talking about this couple and putting money in here. Yeah, you got some more money?
What do you think Travis is going to do for Taylor's birthday, which is December 13th?
This is Friday.
Coming up.
He probably has goal line practice because I think NFL teams work on like their goal line, you know, and they're two yards out.
He wasn't at her big birthday party with friends last year because of the football season.
Well, it's football season. Sorry, Taylor. Until he retires.
When's he going to give her the ring?
It's not going to be until after... probably the playoffs after the Super Bowl, depending on if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl. She's going to have to wait a little bit. Do you want that distraction? No, you don't want that distraction during the season. You wait until after the season.
I don't care if the Chiefs get distracted.
They're going to be distracted. Oh, now here's the big thing.
I want those two to get married.
Maybe at the Super Bowl.
Maybe
this is the year that he goes, all right, fine, we're at the Super Bowl.
Look, he got a ring earlier this year at the Super Bowl. Maybe she gets a ring.